He fell asleep at the wheel. He crashed the van. He almost erased all the demos for the new record that we were working on at the time, all within a space of about 48 hours. But we got through those troubled times. We made it.
It clearly takes a lot to get kicked out of the Sam Roberts Band, but they're all in it for the friendship and sharing a love of rock and roll with fans on both sides of the border. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. There's been a surge of music from Canada making its way to U.S. airwaves recently. And aside from Feist, Stars, Arcade Fire, and Broken Social Scene, be sure to listen for the Sam Roberts Band. Hailing from Montreal, Sam's been honing his rock and roll and songwriting chops since high school and has now released 4 albums in 8 years. But indie status didn't keep him from recognition in Canada, where he's now won Artist of the Year honors twice at the Juno Awards, the Grammy equivalent up north. Love at the End of the World is the latest album from Sam and the band, and also a Juno winner. And FUV's Alisa Ali talked with the guys about working the road hard here in the States while they have a hit called Them Kids at Home.
You know, like any song, it's what it makes you think about, you know? Mm-hmm. And if that's what you think about, then that's what the song's about this time. I mean, I have my own, I guess, relationship with this song, and a lot of it has to do with the 5 of us sitting around exactly with our fists shaking. And I think that's where it came from, yeah. You know? It's just a lament, really, and a nostalgia for when things were good, when rock and roll was still king, you know? And now it's like the younger folk are turning their back, whether it's of their own will or whether they're being convinced by, you know, whatever it is, television, radio, that there's something else out there that's better, a replacement. I personally don't feel that way, but I think when I started writing the song, I realized that you can't just come down hard on everybody and just say, well, this is wrong and this is not how it's supposed to be. That a lot of this is kind of a battle within ourselves about that cycle that happens to all of us where you get a little older and all of a sudden you start reminiscing and you think about the past as being the glory days and when things were truer and better. And it's not necessarily the case, but it's something we all kind of have to live through as human beings.
Blows my mind that you guys aren't bigger here in the U.S. Does that blow your mind a little bit too, or are you just like, eh?
Not really. You know, I mean, we've been coming down here for years and years and trying to build up a fan base and establish a bit of a foothold. But I think it's the case for a lot of Canadian bands. And sometimes maybe we sort of put too much emphasis on the you know, cross-border cultural exchange that doesn't necessarily always work out the way you imagine it to. So there are a lot of bands in Canada who have thriving careers who can't get arrested south of the border, same as us. But
you guys can't get arrested?
Well, we probably could get arrested, but you know, figure of speech. But, you know, I think we're still determined to make something happen. And slowly but surely, you know, the fact that we're here today means that the connections are being made. And I think where rock and roll is played best and thrives in smaller clubs, in front of smaller, more intimate crowds. So it's not a transition that we ever have negative feelings towards. It's always a good thing.
Tonight, remember those times. Somebody call the right police.
Sam Roberts Band and a live version of Detroit 67, recorded at FUV. To hear more in-studio performances and interviews, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.